We live in a market-driven society, so it's not surprising that we may feel the urge to sell Christianity in the marketplace of competing ideas and ways of life. Yet, when Christian mission is shaped toward the sell mentality, it more often than not becomes a low-cost and low-risk commodity. How else might we persuade others to receive the faith if not by coming in with a lower or better offer? You're wonderful, thank you. In our gospel this evening, Luke's Jesus calls people to a kind of discipleship that is not cheap, not easy, and not to be entered into without deep consideration of the consequences and costs. This passage speaks to the importance of loyalty and allegiance to Jesus over other competing loyalties, including family, self-interest, and possessions. Now, that seems a pretty hard sell. We will always prefer preaching and teaching about God's grace and God's own covenant loyalty to redeem and save. But we ought not neglect preaching about the covenant loyalty that we are invited into in return. Life in Jesus is not merely a transaction. It is, at heart, a covenantal relationship. And no relationship lasts without deep commitments and actions. The one who redeems us also calls us into costly discipleship. Jesus's invitation to follow me is both gift and sacrifice. Us disciples would do well to acknowledge at the outset that following Jesus will cost us, and we cannot know what lies ahead until we take up the cross and follow him. Indeed, the followers of Jesus have been given the sternest warning Jesus can deliver. Yet it spurs only eagerness for the journey. Those who choose the way of the cross after this will be joyful to persevere daily, for Jesus has already exhorted them to take up their cross daily. And the daily choice to follow Jesus is vital for Luke's perspective on discipleship. When facing adversity, we as disciples are invited to look daily at Jesus. Discipleship isn't one more human project. Long before Jesus' troubling call to reflection and discernment comes the gift of God's coming reign. And at the other end of the road on which the crowds would wish to accompany Jesus is his cross, but also his resurrection, his ascension, and the Spirit poured out lavishly upon Jews and Gentiles alike. Luke's gospel reminds us that the gospel is even more than renunciation. It is task, to be sure, but it is first gift, call, and hope for the journey. It is a life that sets aside greed for the needs of others, a life centered on and in God's love. We are indeed a society that encourages greed over giving, hoarding over sharing, and overabundance as a marker of social status over the elimination of poverty. What we humans have created, we can eliminate by daily recommitting ourselves to the God who loves compassion, mercy, and justice, and hates poverty, greed, inequity, and injustice.